The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So our encouragement talk this evening will be given by our Eno, who is also the leader of the Pittsburgh Boundless Way Sangha, and also an assistant teacher and a pinch hitter on the Han, Jenny Smith.
I couldn't pass up an opportunity to play the Han. So, another night in Sashin, and it's another night in the middle of Sashin, but it's very hard not to be aware that it's the last night of Sashin, and the horse running for the barn, as David says. And I keep thinking about the things we've heard in the talks. We were talking about art and poetry, and when we're doing our forms and practices here, especially Kinhin, it feels sometimes like it is art, like it's a performance, and we are the performers and we are the audience, and it's this beautiful dance we're doing, kind of like Melissa Roshi was talking about the awful Soto Zen school. The choreography, or the way we coordinate bows when we can. Just like everyone's working to make it beautiful, this thing we have that's already beautiful, but everyone's putting so much care into it. And it's occurred to me a couple of times that it's like one of those Tibetan sand paintings that we put all this effort into, and then it blows away in the wind, scatters in the 10 directions. But I don't think it's really that impermanent. I think it's written on all of us. We're going to take it where we go, but this is a night in Sashin. We're not going yet. So many beautiful little gems, little moments. But we're not really here to collect little moments for the album to take home. It's hard to explain I don't think it can be explained what we're doing here. I think Esther did it really well in her talk last night, that we're training, my paraphrase, we're training to see what's here and to be able to respond to what's here, to be able to see it and to be able to respond to it. And if we could just say that, then we could just stay home and watch a YouTube. We wouldn't have to be here. But it's something that happens below cognition, I think. It's deeper in the nerves and muscles. And still training. When I'm at Sesshin and the horse is running for the barn, I always imagine having oryoki with my family. But when I get home, it's never actually been an appropriate time to try to teach me oryoki. But yeah, being aware that was the last long sutra service and the last soup of Sesshin, and this is just so amazing that so many people want to do this so intensely together, and we are what make Sesshin, everyone necessary, the teachers of course, but all of us. And it's precious, every moment here. So I don't want to be running out the door with my mind, even though I am eager to see my dog and my family and even my coworkers. But yeah, this is so rare to get to share this with people who care this much. And I don't want to miss a moment of it. So I'm vowing to stay here until it really is the end of Sesshin, which is not for quite some time yet. Thank you.